I call this Committee on Oversight to order on Monday, February 27th, 2017 at 9.02 a.m. in the President's Conference Room on the third floor of the Joe Coliseum Union. Moving into Agenda Item 2, roll call.
Blair?
Present.
Bradley?
Present.
Eschenbaum?
Present.
Fang?
Absent 60s.
Green?
Present.
H. Jackson? You're saying green, right?
Yeah. She said something after all. That, he said, I'm sorry, Dr. said thing.
Just keep going.
Henderson?
Absence excuse.
Jordan?
Present.
Texera?
Present.
McCormick's present.
All right, awesome. Moving into agenda item. Three public comments. Is there any public comment this time? Seeing none, moving to agenda item five, reports. Secretary of the Senate, is she someone in?
We don't have one this week.
Okay, moving into agenda item 5B, Speaker Pro Tem Hannah Jackson.
No report to you.
Moving to agenda 5C, Chair Committee, or 5D, Chair, 5E, Chair Committee on Civic Engagement, Senator Green.
So, I'm about to be that annoying email guy because I need to blast out everything over the email blast for Wolfpack Reading Week this week. I still need volunteers, so please sign up. It's going to be super cool. I think Dr. Ellis might be going to the other school, and we still need someone. I think, are you going to speak on why education is important?
Yeah.
Okay. So,
but just send me like the exact time you want me there, the date, what you want me to say. Well, like, just give me logistics because it doesn't tell me anything online.
Okay, I can send you the agenda. But, yeah, so I think it's important that they hear from somebody why education is important before we go right into the thing. Me and Senator Henderson are going to go over the interactive thing. Instead of reading directly from the book, I think we're going to make it. We're just going to take pictures of the book and then do like, oh, because Wolfie lost the basketball at Mackey Stadium. They're going to be like, he also looked at Manzanita and like other places around campus and have like different people acting out. That way it could be like a read along and they'll have it on the projector. That way you don't have to just like read in front of 200 kids with from a small book so they can't see everything. It's going to be fully interactive. I'm still waiting for athletics and cheer to sign up. That should be immediately 10 more people from each group. So I think we'll need about like 9 more students in there or student leaders to sign up. So if you have the time, just please let me know. The bus doesn't leave until 12:15. So if you get out of class at 12, whatever, it's right there in front of Waller. All you gotta do is run over. And the only one campus events are going to Natchez and or no to Libby Booth. So if you're going to Libby Booth, they're a little bit faster than the bus, so you don't have to like super rush. So, yeah. And that's pretty much it for my report.
Dr. Beattie.
So just a little thing. I worked with first-gen low-income kids for a long time, for about 5 years, mentoring and getting to know their families. And so I read through the Wolfie book, and a couple of things jumped out at me that will make it difficult for your particular population to maybe relate with. So all of the things that Wolfie does in his free time costs a boatload of money, right? Wolfie's kayaking on the river. Kayaks are like a grand, right? Then he's swooshing down the ski slopes at $130 a day. And then he's mountain biking. And although it's not necessarily expensive, if you're going to have a bike that actually works off-road, it's relatively expensive. So just things to keep in mind. I don't really know how you address it. It reminds me of the time that Silver State came and talked to our DFS kids, and they were talking about saving money, and they were talking about buckets of money, and they were like, you know, maybe you can't afford an iPad, but maybe your neighbor has an extra iPad and you could do yard work for them and they would give it to you. And I'm like, none of these kids' neighbors have extra iPads. But these are things, you know what I mean? I'm sure whoever wrote it didn't think about it when they were writing it. But, and I'm not saying you have to change anything, but it's something to be cognizant of.
Yeah, and then I think we're getting the football players and the women's soccer team. So, like, we also have to change the story, and that's why I was super excited when I found out we didn't have we do have the rights to the book, so we can do whatever we want with like intellectual property. I mean, we can't, but athletics can, and then like as long as I get permission.
Right.
Exactly. So, oh yeah, and then I think we're just going to extend the supply drive on that, because I talked to Dr. Beats and Blue Crew can't just buy donations, whatever. And so I think Dr. Beats said we could just extend it and then give them supplies later. But
Dr. Beats.
Yeah, all the accounts are not set up, one, just to give donations, which was the first idea, right? State accounts can't give donations. That's basically like taking tax money and saying, the taxpayer said it would go to this. Well, we're going to reallocate it to this. You can't really do that. And then two, just buying the school supplies defeats the purpose of engaging college students, and especially in athletics, which is what the Blue Crew budget is for. So my suggestion to Blue Crew and to Dennis was, you know, you've got games coming up. Why don't you do some sort of drive at a game, like bring 3 school supplies, get a headband, or, you know what I mean, something of, you know, we see those things where you use cans of soup to get in the door for a show or something like that. Then I think it would kind of blow up.
So I did ask Rondo to do a thing at the game. They told me to go to marketing, and marketing kind of told me flat out about the games. They said they don't usually do supply drives. It'd be like a food can drive, whatever. And like, I don't think we're giving food to the schools. So, like, I don't know. Yeah.
Dr. BJ.
Even if it's in a direct relation to money that ASUN is spending at those games?
Yeah.
I should rethink about spending money at the game.
I think it's... I don't know. I'm not drunk, but
hard takes with Dr. Beatty. All right. Are there any more questions for Senator Green? Speaker Rhonda Backton.
I know if you're planning on extending the book or supply drive, that the U of NEA would be really interested in incorporating it into Raggio Week, which is coming up soon. So I just let her know that they're extending it, but I'll update you on what she says.
Awesome. All right. Moving back, and you've been done 3 public comment. Elections Chairman Panisse, if you want to do your thing.
Yes. This is my first time, but just explain what happened. Or?
Yeah.
Okay, so I forgot to post an agenda 3 full business days prior to the candidate meeting. The candidate meeting has to be agendized according to the opening meeting law, according to the SAS. So I did break rules of the SAS, but James and I looked up Nevada open meeting law and their stipulations, and technically I didn't break Nevada open meeting law because it was strictly informational. There was no decision or anything like that made. But totally spaced on posting the agenda, so I was late on that.
Yeah. So, Dr. B.
Are you going to address the Tuesday booking?
Yeah, so we have that as well.
Wait. He doesn't have to talk about that until it happens. He doesn't, because he is yet to break the Nevada open meeting law yet, because it hasn't happened yet. Dr. B.
Just explaining before he went in, I thought would be, you know what I mean? Here's what's coming. There's nothing I can do about it, because...
Okay.
There was tons of scheduling issues, and just trying to balance, and like, get good rooms. I really wanted ballroom C for the general elections, just in case it's big, and I hope it is going to be big. We also already have President Mark Johnson scheduled to be the moderator for the debate, so I would rather not have him reschedule according to my mistakes, things like that. And if we do try to push it back another time, then we're probably going to be stuck in somewhere like the theater at best, in the Knowledge Center.
So, yeah. Any questions? All right. Thanks, Election Chairman Neese. Moving back into Agenda 5F, Chair Committee on Government Operations, Senator Jordan.
So, we have one of those going through our committee this week. One question is the bill that was regarding your change for the time on the debates. Just to clarify, before we talk about it in committee, do you want to change from what it reads right now to both of them read that you can schedule it within 5 business days of general election?
Correct. Yeah.
Prior?
Yeah, within 5 days prior to elections.
Okay, cool. Because like the way it is right now, it's like bad anyway. So just change it.
Perfect.
Yeah. Speaker Rhonda Jackson.
Doesn't it say currently that it's... I'm sorry to get into this, but... there's 5 business days, and it has to be prior to those 5 business days.
No.
That's how it currently reads.
So that would be completely changing it to making it only happen within that 5 days?
Yeah.
Instead of having it any of the time prior to?
Yeah. that what you want?
Yes. Yeah. I know it sounds weird, but like when you're scheduling it, it's just the best way to go.
For the Senate debates and presidential debates, or do you just want Senate?
It's just the presidential and vice presidential debates.
I'm just saying before you do that, that's more of a time constraint, because if you only have 5 days, as opposed to all the days prior to those 5 days.
So there's a lot more than just the time constraint, right? Like, he believes, the elections chair currently believes, that if students hear the debates closer to the election, they will be more engaged and more likely to vote. So right now, it reads that it's 5 days prior, so he believes that's too much time and they will lose engagement and not vote.
I think it's a valid reason, but you can't argue anything about scheduling within the whereas clauses if you're going to talk about, if you want it in that time span. It has to be only talking about how you want to engage students further and with the debates being closer to the actual election.
Well, I mean,
Senator Jordan.
The change will be from 2 to 5. So given like the way it reads right now, like the election should honestly have it like the day after elections for the next year. But like,
Dr. Beaton.
So the way it currently reads now is the elections chair has to do it at least 2 days prior, mm-hmm. right? So the elections chair could do it September 1st. I mean, there's no candidates, right? I think the way they were talking about changes was 5 days within, right? Which any 5 business days before. The other way to do it would be any time between primaries and general elections, which would give you like a probably 8 days, 9 days, working days.
Yeah, and it's just like, when have we had debates more than like a week before the election? Never.
That I know.
Senator Jordan.
And so the whole point with what Director McNeese wanted to, or Chairman McNeese wanted to change, is he thought that it probably read like within 2 days. And so he thought that the current verbiage included within, and so it had to be included. And so like the whole scheduling thing he was talking about was moving it from within 2 to within 5. And so that would give the chairman 3 extra days to schedule just in case he didn't speak that verbiage. That's not how it reads.
Like, to be 100% like honest, it's kind of stupid that we even have a amount of time in the SAS, because that's just more of a restriction on the elections chair as a whole. Moving to agenda item 5G, Chair Committee on Public Affairs, Senator Shabbat.
Okay, so we will, I will be making the changes that we talked about to the resolution on Assembly Bill 1 and sending that final revision to President Boone, Director Charles, and Speaker Teixeira. And then Director Charles will be distributing it to the original author of the bill and kind of working it through their system for a little while. We're having our meeting on Thursday, and each senator will be presenting some research that they've done on different bills. And then hopefully the week after that, we'll hear some resolutions in the committee.
All right, moving to agenda item 5H, Chair Committee on University Affairs, Senator Brother.
No, so I'm just I'm waiting on a response from Justine Hernandez from the CASAT department for Sexual Assault Awareness Month, and seeing if we can kind of like tag along on some of the initiatives they're going to be working on and some of the events, as well as incorporating some of our own. Also, kind of touching base with President Boone and Chief of Staff Atienza about their meeting with Jennifer Lohman, and we elected a new vice chair. So.
Moving into agenda 5I, Chair Committee on Safety, Sustainability, and Wellness, Senator Fire.
Last week I had a meeting with Zero Fatalities of Nevada, and so they're just trying to encourage different community partners to have their people have safe driving techniques. So they had reached out to me to see if we wanted to become a community partner with them. I like some of their ideas, and I'll be having a meeting with President Boone this week to discuss that with him to see if he likes any of their ideas and to see if the university would like to partner with them. And that's it for my update.
Awesome. Moving to agenda 5J, myself. So I'm going to be working with President Boone on legislation, and we are going to move Blue Crew in programming. So it would look like there would be a third assistant director, and then there would just be two more programmers. Senator Green.
So just for clarification, because I know like it was a thing. So removing them under Director Hurdle, or like the next Director Hurdle, and then that person would be, the emphasis would be in athletics.
Yes.
And then the two programmers would also be extra programmers, but they'd also be the emphasis in athletics?
No.
Just two extra programmers?
Yes.
Okay.
President Boone.
Okay, what did you, I mean, we can go either way with it, but the way we were discussing would be, right now, Director Hurdle only hires six of the eight that she's allowed to, and the two additional would be hired so that across the board, all of them can focus on all events. It can be where two programmers specifically focus on Blue Crew stuff in general, but that's still just a Blue Crew department, and that's not what we want, because it's proven not to work. So.
Yeah, it just doesn't make sense to have a department that's specifically about programming and then a department that's kind of centered around programming for a different group of students. Senator Bradley.
So I just wrote legislation to move their programmers from eight to
scrap
six.
It. Scrap it. We'll just deal with the legislation of budget with.
Yeah.
We'll just deal with the legislation of budget for their pay after we move them into programming.
Okay.
Are there any questions about that, Dr. B?
Just
one of the benefits I see about this is what you see with programming, where typically it's about half of them come from internships of a year and they actually have programming experience and background. And we don't always see that with Blue Crew. What we see with Blue Crew is someone gets in and then it's not interns that come in the following year. Even though they have spaces for interns, right? I haven't really seen the interns much this year, where I see the programming interns almost every day. And it's because programming's been run so many more events, right?
And another thing we talked about constantly, Dr. Booty and I, is like the programmers within Blue Crew and the director of Blue Crew are not well versed on how to put on an event because that's not their like main emphasis, like programming is. They don't know how to go to SAB and things like that. So it just makes it easier on programming for athletics events. Yeah, and then I'll be working on some other things, but I'm gonna save that for a little bit. So the two censures. The three censures we actually explained before the meeting. If you have any questions, come talk to me afterwards. But moving into agenda item A, public comment. Senator Bradley.
Oh, I just had a question back on the the programming part. So would the director of programming hire the...
Yes.
All the programmers?
Yes.
Even if they don't care about athletics?
Well, that's probably like a huge concern if they don't care about athletics, because that's the president's fault for hiring someone who doesn't care about athletics, right?
Well, not for director or associate director, but okay, that's okay.
Is there any other public comment? Senator Green?
I just forgot to mention, I planned on updating the legislation that I put out for the scholarship, just because like after talking to a lot of the senators after the debate, they still feel like it doesn't match, and like it doesn't distinguish itself from the other scholarships. And like President Boone talked about, like I could include the pillars after, like that it represents for the scholarship, and I'll just make it more transparent for future people. That way, like if they're ever going to strike it wouldn't be like they could see well how it like it wouldn't be an issue.
They wouldn't, yeah. They wouldn't question the ballot. Yeah. All right. Is there any other comment? All right. Seeing none, I adjourn this meeting.